through our investigations, we came across information that indicated that Callisto Lado was actually picked up by uniformed officers, most likely from the NSS, and this is the National Security Service. This is based on reports from the police who told the family Callisto Lado was not in their custody. They directed the family towards the NSS, but they haven't been able to get any positive feedback regarding the whereabouts of Callisto Lado.
What is your call right now?
Our major call is to the government to immediately release Callisto Lado or promptly charge him with a recognizable offense in accordance with the international law and standards. And we would also wish to urge the government of South Sudan to make public the reasons for his detention, and if at all he's in custody, to release him without delay, unless a lawful basis for his detention can be demonstrated. So far, that has not been forthcoming from the government.
Rights groups have been calling on the government of South Sudan to release former mayor of Juba City, Callisto Lado. In the absence of that, they are saying the government is violating international humanitarian law. Which law are we talking about here?
The international law provides for fair trial. It does not allow the government to detain people arbitrarily for a certain period. And this flows even through the South Sudan Constitution, which gives a timeline for when someone can be lawfully detained by the authorities before they are presented in court. And, you know, this also takes us back to one of the issues that we've been pushing for, the amendment of the 2014 NSS Act, which has allowed the NSS agency to operate with impunity, to assume police-like powers. Then we want this to be amended so that it can be in line with the Constitution as well as the international law, because at the moment they're operating outside of that framework.
In 2017 or 2016, some critics of the government of South Sudan disappeared from Kenya, and were not known. I'm talking about Samuel Dong and Agri Idri. And later on, the UN panel of experts released a report that two individuals were killed. You are dealing with people have disappeared in their hands before and nothing happened.
This kind of push always helps towards a better state. But I agree with you that the situation in South Sudan is almost getting out of hand. We are now seeing repeated cases of enforced disappearances. Callisto Lado is not the first one. Just last year in October, we had a case of another young man, the executive director of Junubin Chronicles, called BR. He disappeared on 4th October. The family has not been able to trace him. We've had cases of people being renditioned from neighboring countries, from Sudan, from Nairobi. Last year, we also had another case of a gentleman called Morris Mabior, who was also taken away from Nairobi with the alleged connivance from the Kenyan security agencies. So we are seeing these repeated cases. And the fear we have as human rights agencies is that as we go towards the election period, we fear that this trend is likely to continue. And that's why we are speaking up now to try and arrest the continuation of this pattern by the authorities in South Sudan.
The question that begs an answer here is, in a situation where you are talking to a government that does not listen to its own people and to the cries of the international community, what should be done?
We are urging the international community, we are urging the IGAD, we are urging the African Union, we are urging the Troika, the UK, the US, Norway, to put pressure on the government to ensure that we have limited cases of arbitrary detention, we have an opening up of the civic and political space, we have a free press in South Sudan, and especially as we go into elections, this will be critical for the advancement of the democratic process in December. So if the international community to the regional bodies can intervene, and they do have the power to intervene, I think we will have a positive outcome. Just one thing that I wanted to mention on the case of Callisto Lado, I wanted to just bring this out. I think maybe it has not come out in the media or in the public. We need to remember that we are talking about a human being, a father, who was planning to baptize his two-year-old in a matter of weeks, actually the same week he was picked. Callisto Lado was also still grieving the loss of his son, who died in a road accident in October last year. His children are still asking every single day, where is dad? And there's no one who can answer. His elderly parents, who are now living in the village, are crying every day, nonstop, because their son is gone. He was the main breadwinner for the family.